Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, from the Isle of Skye, we have the Celtic folk rock sounds of Scotland's Runrig, a band that was first formed back in 1973 by brothers Rory and Callum MacDonald. The group at that time was known as the Runrig Dance Band. After some 45 years as a band, Runrig played their final performances at Stirling City Park in 2018. From an album called Scotland's Glory, here's Runrig, featuring the vocals of Donnie Munro in a song called Road and the River, here on 101.5.
Oh, a diamond, eh? A dozen for nothing and less about ya. And with an old tin can up the marble mountain, oh, you'll hear me singing, I the bias that says I loves ya. In the middle of the night, should you find me still looked over, string the fiddle up tight and softly play me up. Play for me the dark island till the dew lifts off the glow. It's the wind that gets ya, and under rolling hills, under rolling thunder, you can hear me whistling a tune. If you're listening, I bet ya. In the middle of the night, should you find me still looked over, string the fiddle up tight and softly. Still looked over, string the fiddle up tight.
That was Blowsabella, a seven-piece English band that includes bagpipes, hurdy-gurdy, as well as a mix of acoustic instruments to produce their own unique driving drone-based sound. And Blowsabella was first formed in Whitechapel in East London back in 1978, and Blowsabella continues to tour and record. We heard Blowsabella's arrangement of a traditional song called Adam Was a Poacher, a track that featured the vocals of Joe Freya, who also plays the saxophone and clarinet in the band. And Blowsabella is named after a 17th century English jig. The song we heard today comes from the band's 40th anniversary album, released in 2018, which is appropriately called Two Score. In front of Blowsabella, hailing from Nova Scotia's Cape Breton Island, that was Villages, a Celtic folk rock quartet that includes Matt Ellis, Travis Ellis, Joe Pirro, and Archie Rankin. Villages has just released a new album that's titled Dark Island, that was produced by Juno-winning composer Joshua Van Tassel, and was recorded live off the floor with no song having more than three takes. From the new album, we heard a song called Play the Fiddle All Night, featuring the lead vocals of Matt Ellis. Started off today's Waxy's Dargle Show with some music by Rungrig, a band that hails from the Isle of Skye. We heard a song called Road and the River. It comes from an album titled Scotland's Glory, Runrig's Ballads. And I mentioned the vocals on this track were handled by Donnie Monroe, who left Runrig back in 1997 and was replaced by Cape Breton's Bruce Guthrow. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Based in York, England, up next we have some new music by Joshua Burnell, who describes his music as folk-fused baroque and roll for the modern world. We're going to hear Joshua's arrangement of a popular traditional Scottish wailing song all about a sailor who bids farewell to home, his girl, and his friends as he sets off for the Greenland whaling grounds. Joshua Burnell with Farewell to Tarwathy here on 101.5.
Farewell to Tarwathy, adieu Mormont hills, and the dear land of Crimmon, I bid ye farewell. We're bound out for Greenland and ready to sail in the hopes to find riches in hunting the whale. Adieu to my comrades, for a while we must part, and likewise the dear lads who first won my heart. And the cold ice of Greenland my love will not chill, and the longer the absence the more loving she'll feel. Our ship is well rigged and she's ready to sail. Our crew, they are anxious to follow the way where the icebergs do float and the stormy winds blow, where the land and the ocean are covered with snow. Oh, the cold coast of Greenland is barren and bare. No seed time nor harvest is ever known. And the birds here sing sweetly on the mountains and dale, but there isn't a birdie sing to the whale. Thank you.
That was Dublin-born Ilan Piper and low whistle player Davy Spillane, joined in by special guest Ireland's Sean O'Dwyer on Didgeridoo. We heard a piece of music titled Call Across the Canyon, a track that comes from an album that Davy released back in 1991 titled Pipe Dreams. Before Davy Spillane, a song by Pauline Scanlon, fine singer of contemporary and traditional Irish music, who was born in Dingle in Ireland's County Kerry. We heard a track from a solo CD that Pauline released in 2016. And this was her first album in some dozen years. The album is called Gossamer, and the song we heard was Pauline's arrangement of Child Ballad No. 248, a popular traditional Scottish night-visiting song called The Lover's Ghost. At the top of that set was England's Joshua Brunel with his arrangement of Farewell to Tarwathy. It comes from an album titled Songs from the Seasons that he released last year. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be right back with some more music. So if you can, try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Queued up next, a song by one of my favorite music groups from Scotland since forming in the early 1990s, Old Blind Dogs, has stood on the cutting edge of Scotland's roots revival. We're going to hear a song called The Lowlands of Holland, a song featuring the lead vocals of Ian Benzie, one of the founding members who was with the band for the first 9 years. Old Blind Dogs, here on 101.5. Drowned at sea.
daughter, what makes you sore lament? Oh, there is a lad that's in our town, will make your heart content. No, there is no lad that's in our town, no noble duke, cries she, since the raging seas and stormy winds parted my love and me. No handkerchief will find my head, no comb go through my hair, no fire bright nor candlelight will view my beauty fair. Oh, and never will I marry be until the day I die, since the raging seas and stormy winds parted me love and I. Oh, as I went out one May morning down by the river's side, I shadows fair and trees to bear, alas, to be me bride. Oh, alas, to be me bride, me boys, the chambers to behold. I'll never ever forget my love, a jolly sailor bold.
Moonbeam
From Mabu, Cape Breton Island, that was the Rankin Family, featuring the vocal harmonies of Jimmy, Cookie, Heather, and the late Raylene Rankin, who died from breast cancer on November 30th, 2012, and John Morris, who died in a car accident on Cape Breton Island on January 16th in the year 2000. We heard the Rankin Family's arrangement of a song written by Raylene Rankin called Gillis Mountain, and this track came from the group's second album, Fare Thee Well, Love, that they released back in 1990. Before the Rankin Family, we heard a song by Karen Casey, who originally comes from Ireland's the County Waterford. Karen spent 4.5 years in New York as the lead singer with the Irish-American supergroup Solace before starting her solo career back in 1999. Karen has just released a new 12th studio album titled Nine Apples of Gold, and the song that we heard comes from the new album. The song is called When the Moon Gets Tangled, a song that was written by Karen. And Karen currently lives in Cork with her husband and concertina player Niall Vallely and their two daughters Marin and Anya. And before Karen Casey, Scotland's Old Blind Dogs with their arrangement of the Lowlands of Holland, a traditional song that can be traced back to the 17th century. And this track comes from an album simply titled Five that Old Blind Dogs released in 1997. Casey Penn is a fine singer, songwriter, and musician based in Central Arkansas. She's just released a new album titled One Step Away, and we're going to hear a song from the new album that's titled How to Bend. Casey Penn, here on 101.5.
Save her shoes from gravel. Still I'll sing, Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad.
That was Coig, spelled C-O-I-G, Scots Gaelic word for five. Coig is one of Cape Breton's fine traditional Celtic bands. We heard Coig's arrangement of Bedlam Boys, a song that comes from the group's second album, which is titled Rove. And the vocals on that track were handled by Rachel Davis, who's a fine fiddler and singer who won the Traditional Singer of the Year Award at the 2020 Canadian Folk Music Awards. Before Coig from Arkansas in the U.S. of A., a song by Casey Penn. The song was called How to Bend, and this track comes from Casey's newest recording, One Step Away. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Dargo Show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon, right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Tim Ball, a fine fiddler and musician from New York. He's just released his first solo album. It's titled Upstate Crossroads. We're going to hear a medley of three fiddle tunes that includes the Fireplace Reel, the Don Messer's Breakdown, and the Snowflake Breakdown. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Tim Ball. Bye for now.